Everybody, it is Lauren, and I am solo for this episode of the Llamas podcast. We have had some trouble getting together to record during the holidays. As we all know, this is a busy season. Lacey is currently, I think, on her way back from Disney World, and I am finishing some stuff at the office today, and it's been a busy season for us. So just as some update on what all has been going on, my husband's retina had a tear, started to detach, so we have had to deal with that. We go back tomorrow and are hoping he doesn't have to have another surgery or anything to see if the laser procedure worked, but it is what it is. But I'm continuing this holiday homicide, and I'm gonna just give you an overview of this because I really want Lacey's opinion on it, so we may continue this one. But this was the one I'd already planned on doing, so I'm gonna do it solo today. But I think I'm gonna have Lacey watch it and see what she thinks so we can have some back and forth because this one actually deals a lot with the criminal justice system. And I'm gonna kind of give you the facts of the case and what happened, but I would like for her to dig into some of her thoughts on it because it had different sentencings for different ages. And there were minors tried as adults. Death penalty was on this, and actually one of the people was already executed for this. But this, I'm going to talk about the 1992 Dayton, Ohio Christmas murders. So this case is just really sad and tragic. Like, I don't understand. This is one of those times, like, people just murdered for the heck of murdering. This is not revenge. This is not anger, scorn, heartbreak, love, none of that. Just, and they're not serial killers, I don't think. They just went on a murdering spree because they were bored and wanted something to do, and they were awful people. So, in this case, there were about, let me see, I have some notes pulled up because my brain is just running on fumes here. So, there were five people, four, no, four people. Four people, and they were known as the Downtown Posse. It was a group of people that used to hang out kind of outside the courthouse. It was Marvelous Keenan, Heather Matthews, Demarcus Smith, and Laura Taylor. And it was this just group of friends. Laura was a minor, so was Demarcus, while Marvelous and Heather were adults at the time. And Heather had actually just got released from prison. So pretty much they were hanging out. They were kind of the bad group, hung out around, did some drugs, that type stuff. Well, on Christmas Eve, they decided it's time, let's go murder somebody. So this group murdered, well, actually, it was just three of them. Demarcus was not a part of this joint. It was Marvelous, Heather, and Laura. And so they decided, we need to have some fun. Let's go murder somebody, is pretty much what it seems like. And so Laura and Marvelous decided they were gonna murder Joseph Wilkerson, who was 34 years old and lived in the area. I think this is all around Chicago, I'm pretty sure. But they went to go murder him, and how they lured him, they went to his house, and Laura and Heather were gonna have an orgy with him. I would like to note Laura is underage at this point. I believe she is 16, and this Joseph Wilkerson is 34. But anyways, instead of they go in, they tie him up with this thought that they're gonna have this threesome. Then pretty much Marvelous comes in and shoots him, kills him. Yes, so that's pretty much what happens. And then pretty much Laura comes back and shoots him as well. So they both have shot him. He dies, and then they take some stolen items and his car from his house, but his house becomes the hangout place. Then they murdered a woman named Danita. Danita was a single mom. She was only like 18 years old. She was actually, this was 1992, so we didn't have cell phones back then. She was using a land, not a landline. She was using a payphone, was making a call down the street from her family's house. She had on some nice shoes, so they shot her to steal her shoes. Shot and killed this single mom to steal her shoes. It's pretty terrible. And at that point, I think, is when they bring the other guy into it, Demarcus Smith. So we've got two people murdered now. Then they decide they're going to murder Laura's ex-boyfriend, Richard Maddox. So she hits him up, like trying to, I guess, act like they were going out on a date or like wanted to flirt with him. Nonetheless, she kills him, swerves the car, almost kills herself. But at this point, she has murdered him as well. They then, I think at that point, it was moving on to Christmas Day, and they went into like a convenience store and they killed one of the ladies working at the convenience store. Her name was Sarah Abram. They went in there, they decided to kill her. And she did go to the hospital and pass away after that. And then they also decided they needed, so they had two other friends who weren't a part of all these killings. So they got scared that because of this, they were going to get, well, let's take it back a second. They also shot at one of, I think, Heather's ex-boyfriend, Jeffrey Wright. They shot at him. He ran out. He escaped. He lived. So they tried to kill him. Didn't happen. But because of this, they decided they needed to murder these other two friends who knew about it. So they completely turned on two friends, Marvin Washington and Wendy Cottrell. They turned on them, killed them. So I think in total they had killed six different people. They did, when they robbed the convenience store, they shot another person, but they did escape. So they tried to kill eight people total. In this situation, people they killed, they were worried, the two at the end that were their friends, they killed them because they were worried they were going to snitch on them. But what's crazy is earlier in all of this, they had a friend. I say friend, I don't really think any of these people liked each other or anything. But they had a friend. It was Dayton County, is where it is. They had a friend named Nicholas Woodson. Nicholas was underage, and at the start of all this, Nicholas asked to go home. So he ended up, they dropped him off. And so he got really scared with all this that he was going to be killed too, and he probably was going to be. So he actually went to the cops and snitched. And that's how really all this was found so quick, because on December 26th, they realized like all these stolen cars, different license plates. They'd moved around with all of this. The police were able to catch them very quickly. And they were, Senate, they had court hearings, all that type stuff. But because of this one guy that they did not kill snitching, they were all found very quickly. This case was really hard for me to watch and think about, because this was just random killings. This was not any motivation, but I am bored and let's go do some horrible things. And so six people lost their lives. After this, since two of them were minors, the death penalty was not on the table for them. They were tried as adults, but it was not on, because they were minors, death penalty was not available. For Marvelous and Heather, who were adults, death penalty was on the table. Marvelous was actually sentenced to the death penalty, and he has been executed for this. Heather was not given the death penalty. I believe she snitched on him, and she was actually not the one that was killing people. The ones who pulled the triggers were Laura and Marvelous. And in all of this, Laura, the 16-year-old girl, seemed to be the ringleader. She was the one that pretty much wanted to do this, and she's the one that is got the she's life in prison, but death penalty was never on the table for her because she was a minor. And so I really would love to have Lacey watch this episode and kind of weigh in on the legal aspects about how, because there were minors and adults involved, and how they were all treated differently. But pretty much to six teenagers, young adults, bored on Christmas Eve, go on a murder spree around Dayton, Ohio. I don't know why I thought it was Chicago first, but it's Dayton, Ohio. My brain is just done. But go on a murder spree and murder six people between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in 1992. And the fact that one of them was murdered just because they liked her shoes and she was a single mom. The clerk at the convenience store, she was also a mom. And so it is just very heartbreaking that this happened to these completely innocent people. I mean, anytime murder happens, it's heartbreaking, but like these people definitely had done nothing wrong, were just, using the phone, doing these type things, and got murdered by a group of kids who were bored. So, it is interesting to know that he did get the death penalty. He never really actually seemed to apologize too much to his victims' families. None of his family showed up for his execution, from what I could tell. From his upbringing, though, just some background on him, he had some dad issues. But overall, his mom had tried to do a really good job at raising him. He just got involved with the bad crowd, Marvelous did. And Laura just seemed to be a ringleader and troublemaker in all of this. But I do want Lacey to come in and talk about her thoughts from the criminal justice system on this. As far as just the heartbreak, it is a completely heartbreaking situation. The Joseph Wilkerson, who was murdered first, even though it seems it's really gross because he was 34 and he was 16, still did not deserve to be murdered by them. And they staged all of it to kill him. So, not a clean guy, but still did not deserve murder for this. But let me know your thoughts and what you think about this case. And if you want us to dig more into it on the legal side of things, I will be honest and say I'm exhausted. The holidays have run me down. There's just been a lot going on between my husband's retina detaching, just lots of stress, lots of sickness. So, a little background the day my husband's retina was detaching, my 5-year-old decided she was. Had to throw up in the middle of Publix that day, and so that was a nightmare. She couldn't go to school, and then had to get my husband to the eye doctor. It has just been a lot of stress, and I know that is all happening to all of you. There's a lot of stress about this holiday season, so take time for yourself, enjoy, slow down, rest when you need to. Drink that orange juice, get that vitamin C, because flu is going around really bad here right now. But take time for you and enjoy the season. And I do hope you all have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and enjoy time with your families. And we will continue on this homicide for the holidays when we are back together after the holidays. But oh, one thing I was thinking about for the new year, and if we want the viewers to weigh in, we would love. I was thinking of possibly having a lot of guest hosts that are our viewers come on and like have us pick a case they want us to dig into with them as a co-host. I thought that could be pretty cool. So let me know your thoughts on that. And I do hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And we will be back next week. Thanks.